April 14, 2025. There he is. Give Mr. O'Rourke a second to get set. You're ready, Jim? Okay. Mr. Keel, any changes to the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Board. I do have one change to the agenda, the removal of property assessment appeal hearing 134-13.00-50.00-852-A. Seth Hurt, trustee. We can strike that item from the agenda.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the amendment?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion to approve the amended agenda by Ms. Wanner and a second by Ms. Angel. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And Chair says aye. Okay. Approval of minutes. We have none. Okay. Next on the agenda is the public comment. Any member of the public present today may come forward to address the board. Any comments must be limited to items over which the board has control or jurisdiction and must not address the specifics of any appeal and must be limited to no more than 3 minutes. Good morning.
Morning.
Please state your name and your address.
My name is Mark. I recently suggested appellants may want to ask you to produce a regulatory compliant assessment, which this board is required by law to review. Having lost their appeal, I asked one appellant why they didn't request you to produce it. Their answer was based upon a misunderstood distinction between assessment and assessed value. In order to demonstrate that distinction and the fact the county is well aware of it, I challenged them to inspect their assessment at the assessor's office. I personally witnessed county staff attempt to satisfy that request by providing an assessed value. When the newly informed appellant insisted on reviewing the assessment which produced that value, staff then informed the appellant the county would not provide the actual assessment, a clear violation of Title 9, 8312. Now victim of a campaign to gaslight appellants through a series of deceptive mailings, news and social media propaganda, and finally the illusion of these hearings, this appellant suddenly realized they were misled into a dispute over an opinion of a hypothetical value when in fact no assessment was ever entered into the record. The appeal process was designed to reduce 11,000 complaints down to a final few. None of those 11,000 ever inspected any assessment, nor has this board. The last option for those left standing is a Superior Court appeal and or lawsuit for denial of due process. My goal is for all property owners to inspect their assessment prior to entering the appeal process. It's called discovery, and every appellant has the right to remedy and due process. This board is now 8 times put on notice of its failure to comply. I invite you to prove me wrong. Hold up the assessments that you pretend to review. You cannot and you will not because you occupy authority without accountability. I wish today's appellants might hold you accountable. Appellant's right to question evidence on record includes evidence withheld. If anyone in this room doubts my testimony, just ask the question, can you produce a regulatory compliant assessment which this board is required to review in accordance with Delaware Title 9, 7004, and then demand that it be produced for review?
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. I'll ask Mr. Keeler to read those items.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have several items on the consent agenda. Number one, parcel 133-15.00-137.00. Number two, parcel 134-13.15-170.00. Number three, parcel 134-15.00-275.00. Number four, parcel 134-17.00-56.07-110. Number five, parcel 134-17.19-201.01. Number six, parcel 134-3.00-2.00-1003. Number seven, parcel 134-3.00-329.00. Number eight, 134-5.00-146.00. Number nine, parcel 134-6.00-128.00. Number 10, parcel 134-9.00-738.00. Number 11, 230-15.00-22.02. Number 12, parcel 231-12.00-46.01. Number 13, parcel 234-16.00-356.00. Number 14, parcel 235-22.00-229.00. Number 15, parcel 235-8.00-135.00. Number 16, parcel 334-14.17-519.00. Number 17, parcel 334-19.00-953.00. Number 18, parcel 334-20.13-26.00-4. Number 19, parcel 334-8.17-124.00. And number 20, parcel 533-19.00-2020.00. That is it for the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Keeler? If not, I'll accept a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And I'll second that.
These are hearings are to follow. These were items that were agreed, came to an agreement.
Okay.
Was there a second?
Yes.
Who's first? Ann? Okay. I have a motion by Ms. Angel and a second by Ms. Godwin to approve the consent agenda. And we will now vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Yes.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The consent items on the consent agenda have been passed. And next are the appeal hearings. First hearing is for Ellen McGrew, 37035 Havelock Court, Millsboro, Delaware, for parcel number 133-16.00-2213.00. Do you have anything to add to that, Mr. Keeler?
I do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Since the appellant had not planned to attend, we were reviewing it based on the information that they provided. Are there any questions on that or for Mr. Keeler or Mr. Zuck? If not, at this time, assessment, a member from the board, if they believe that the appellant has not presented any competent evidence of over-evaluation, they may make a motion to that effect, denying the appeal. However, if the board believes the appellant has presented competent evidence of overvalue, assessment will... the board may make a motion to approve the appeal.
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal based on the fact that the appellant has not provided any evidence to support the appeal.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Godwin to deny the appeal and a second from Ms. Angel. We will vote, and please give your reasons for voting the way you do. Ms. Godwin?
Yes, to deny, reasons stated.
Ms. Wanner?
Yes, to deny. I'm not seeing any comps at all.
No.
No idea.
Okay, Ms. Angel?
I vote to dismiss the appeal based on the lack of three comps that are required on the appeal form.
Your O'Rourke?
I vote to deny, as there is insufficient evidence to adjust the appeal.
And the chair votes to deny based on lack of evidence presented by the appellant. The vote is 5-0 to deny, and that hearing is...
Could we speak? We dropped off the paperwork. I handed it.
When did you do that?
I went through security on Thursday morning.
Yes.
When did we leave town? I've had it in an envelope addressed to you. I have a copy, our copy here. But I went through security. They said, give me the envelope. I handed it to them and I left.
The security?
I went through security, no, to the person at the desk behind the security.
Were the comps provided to the referee? When did you?
We had a phone conversation, but we had a phone conversation when we first got our assessed value. And she did her work and came back and said that she reassessed it slightly lower if I wanted to appeal, to go through the appeal process. So then we went through the appeal process and we submitted the three comps we thought should have been used to assess our property.
When were the three comps submitted?
Thursday of last week.
About 9 a.m.
And when did you have the phone conversation? Was that before?
It was about a week and a half before that with someone that's employed by the county to, I forget the young lady's name. Katrina, I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Is it the board's wish to issue a continuance? We'd have to strike the motion also.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to.
It has to be the person that made the motion.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make the motion to strike the current motion and issue a continuance. Also, just a note, when you filled out your paperwork, you notated that you were not going to be for the formal hearing in the documents that you completed that we have in front of us.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
I'll second the motion to grant a continuance.
This is the motion to withdraw the previous motion and then go from there with the continuance. So it's just for that motion to withdraw the previous motion right now. Just
okay. We have a motion to withdraw the previous motion by Ms. Godwin, second by Ms. Angel. We will vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Yes.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And votes aye. So we will investigate and we'll have to notify you when it would be rescheduled.
Is there someone we can leave our comps with?
I'll take it.
Oh.
That's all
right. I would have them provide that directly to the folks with assessment, and that way they can get rescheduled as well. Since Ms. Mears is the one who takes care of all of that.
Are you saying I shouldn't take it?
I would encourage them to go and take that there while they are here today. And that way you can hopefully get it.
Just ask the guy at the desk.
Okay.
The gentleman at the desk, sorry.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay. The next hearing will be for Clarence Brown, 39631 Waterworks Court, Bethany Beach, parcel number 134-9.00-1127.00.
Morning.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Okay, I will swear you in as well as assessments. Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Keeler?
I do.
Mr. Zuck?
I do.
You have 15 minutes.
Okay. I submitted my appeal and my three comps. Can I assume that y'all have a copy of that? Or okay.
Yes.
And based on my analysis with those three comps, and then I even compared that to some recent sales in my area, and I came up with pretty thorough analysis, I believe, of the value for my house of $970,371, and that is considerably lower than the current one that I believe Tyler calculated of 1.331 million, and I have reviewed the Tyler comps that include 7 properties in a neighboring community to mine known as Watermark, and I would just like to submit a picture of one of those comps, and this is very representative of the all of the residences in Watermark. You're welcome.
We're not allowed to take new evidence. It's based on what you submitted. Is that comp listed in here?
It's listed as one of the Tyler comps.
Okay, all right.
So this is on Tyler's list.
It's, okay, well, you can describe it, but
30220 Seaglass Way. So I have that listed as a Tyler comp. And I'd just like to point out that this one sold in 2021 for $1.05 million. And that neighborhood of Watermark is very different from, even though it's in geographic proximity to my neighborhood, it's very different in that it's a very classy community with a community pool, community clubhouse, boat launch, and then also access to Fresh Pond State Park. So I believe that all of those contribute to those houses being worth quite a bit more because they're in that neighborhood. They are also, all of those houses are 10 years newer than my house, and they are almost all the same. So I believe that those 7 comps in Watermark at least should point out that if one sold during that time frame for $1.05 million, that my house is worth, which is my house is comparable size and construction to these houses, but again, 10 years older. So I believe that the comps in Watermark should highlight the fact that my house should be valued at least at less than $1.05 million. The comps in my neighborhood, quite a bit, is an eclectic neighborhood, and the houses that Tyler used as comps there, one of them is a bigger, newer house than mine with a swimming pool, and the two others are much newer homes, one just built. I have pictures of those. These are the comps that Tyler used in my neighborhood, and they're very different from my home, and believe that the values are considerably higher than the value of my home. I know this is outside of the time frame, and I didn't have this included in my comps because this house right up the street from me that I think is very equivalent to my house, one less bedroom, but has a pool, and that house just sold 2 weeks ago for $950,000. So once again, I know that's outside of the time frame and that I couldn't use that as a comp. Well, of course, I didn't even know it was going to sell, but it was an arm's length sale for $950,000. I believe that that is what my house is worth, and that's very close to my calculated analysis of $970,000 for the value of my house. Are there any questions about the comps that I already submitted? I submitted three comps located in Bethany. All of those homes had better beach access than mine, which is something that adds considerable value to a home in this area. My home has no beach access. All of the neighborhoods between us and the beach are gated private communities. You can't walk through them. I have to drive to the state park or drive to the town of Bethany for beach access. I have no access to the state park. Behind my house is essentially a swamp in the state park to which I have no access. So I believe that the three comps that I submitted are stronger comps than the ones that Tyler used. Again, Tyler used 7 in Watermark. That community is very different from mine. And the three that they used in my community are very different homes, much newer, but much larger homes and very different style from mine. Is this timer in front of me that says 8:21? Is that my time?
That's how what you have left.
Oh, okay. Again, do I need to clarify or describe anything, the three comps that I submitted?
We'll open it for questions from the board a little later.
Okay. I would also like to point out that my community is is right behind the Sussex County Waterworks. This was submitted and does apply to the comps. This is my view looking east from my house. It's essentially the backyard of the Sussex County Waterworks. So we see a water tank and heavy equipment and things like that. So again, to highlight the fact that my community is very different than the Watermark community, which is a very exclusive and well-maintained community. And the, I did an analysis in the packet. This is a packet, a 35 slide packet that I submitted to the person that I sat down with and had the first appeal review with. I don't know whether that was passed up to you folks or I don't really have a way of presenting this package. I brought it in hard copy. I have it in my computer, but I don't think that does me any good this morning. But I walked through every one of those three comps that I submitted. I did an analysis based on review with several realtors in the area that told me how to adjust the sales price of those houses to mine by adding $10,000 for a bedroom to bring, you know, if those houses had less bedrooms than mine or more, I could adjust by $10,000 for a bedroom, adjusting $5,000 for a bathroom. And then I didn't really have a way of adjusting for waterfront. One of those comps is a waterfront property, has a dock and navigable water in their backyard. All of the comps were similar construction to mine. All of them had, again, walkable beach access, and had much better access to the town of Bethany Beach. So I believe even though those comps were not in the two neighborhoods that Tyler used, I believe that those comps are more applicable to my house than the ones even in my neighborhood, and certainly more applicable than the homes located in Watermark, the exclusive development that actually is close to my development. I think that about concludes it. And,
okay.
So any questions?
Are there any questions from assessment or cross-examination?
No questions from assessment at this time.
Do the board members have any questions for Mr. Brown?
No, I just have a question. So you purchased this property back in 2022?
Yes.
For $1,195,000. And on, it looks like your form, what do you consider the fair market of the property as of July 1st, 2023? You put down $1 million. So is it, are you saying that you thought it actually went down in value?
Yes, and I do have a answer for that. When we purchased the property, we were told, and it was in writing, that we had walkable access to the ocean. There was, right in our covenants, it was written that we had deeded access directly across Ocean Highway and straight up to the ocean. It wasn't until the first HOA meeting that we brought that up, and we even had a lawyer look into it, and apparently that deeded access had been sold several years before. So it was, the property actually was misrepresented to us as having direct access to the ocean, and it turns out that we don't. Properties in that area, if you have direct walkable to the access to the ocean, that makes them worth quite a bit more. So it turns out that our access to the ocean is, we have to drive to the state park or to the town of Bethany, just like everybody in all the other neighborhoods. So that, I believe, significantly reduced the value of our home. It was misrepresented to us, and we, you know, took a hit, I think. So that's why I think it is worth less than we purchased it for.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
You testify you did a thorough analysis on how you came up to your evaluation. On the evidence I see here, most of the information is about comps, and you referred to the comps being used. I think your development's called the Sanctuary, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. The comps in that Sanctuary alone, just from my understanding, would you say the houses, as you've testified today, are different, but in regard to livable square footage above ground, how did you compare those across to your house?
Yeah, I believe that the houses that were used as comps, I think are all more square footage above ground. They have closed-in first floor with garage doors and rooms in that first floor. We don't. We just have pilings, and it's open under our house. So they either have more square footage, or I believe have more usable, enclosed, secure square footage than we do in our house.
And just your testimony is you believe that, you don't have that for sure as to what the comps are relative to.
I have the square footage of the houses. I mean, I can give you an example. Ours is 2,900 square feet is what it's listed as. One of the comps is 3,520 square feet. Another comp, you're talking just the comps in our.
In Sanctuary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The other one is 3,145 square feet above ground, and that one has a pool. By the way, that was 39613 Waterworks Court. The first one that I mentioned is 39,632 square feet. That one's right across the street from us. That's the 3,500 square feet. So they're all larger than ours. Two of them have pools. One of them has a solar system on the roof. So I believe that, you know, based on square footage, they're bigger than my house, and they're also all newer, and they have features like pools and solar system and things that our house does not have.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Not. Mr. Keeler or Mr. Zuck, do you have evidence to present on this property?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application and the referee hearing, the assessment staff offered a stipulation agreement, which the appellant did not accept. I will turn it over to our witness from Tyler Technologies, Mr. Ryan Zuck, to support the assessed value currently on the property.
Thank you. So the subject property did sell on February 8th of 2022 for $1,195. We did verify that with the MLS data. The subject is located in a pocket which is west of Route 1, and it's basically, you know, one street in, one street out, same street. So we do have a number of sales within the subject's immediate development. And then just adjacent to the north, there is another subdivision, very comparable homes. The subject is located in the sanctuary. The subdivision north of that is Watermark at North Bethany. This is where we pulled all of the comparable sales from. So the comparables that the appellant provided, two of them are located in the town of South Bethany, and all of them are not located in the subject's development. I understand going outside the subject's development, but not when we have valid sales that have occurred within the time frame in the sanctuary and Watermark. So currently the subject property sold for $404.67 per square foot. We time adjust all sales up to July 1 of 2023. Time adjusted price on that would be $1,331,200. Adjusted sale price per square foot would be $450.80. The subject is currently valued at $445.34. The median of all the comparables utilized by Tyler, sale price $431.40, median time adjusted $461.65, the average is $456.89, time adjusted $505.73. Again, the subject is valued at $445.34 per square foot. We feel, you know, the comps that we utilized in the subject's immediate subdivision and adjacent are the best available comps, and we believe the subject just selling in 2022 for $1,195,000, the value is supported with the time adjustments. Thank you.
Mr. Brown, do you have questions for Mr. Keeler or Mr. Zuck?
Yeah, I'd just like to comment that I understand the straight square footage calculation. I believe that I've presented evidence that goes beyond square footage. I think that
Mr. Brown, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is an opportunity to cross-examine Mr. Zuck or Mr. Keeler. You'll have an opportunity to rebut evidence as well as to provide a closing statement as well, if that's the direction you're heading. Just wanted to clarify that for you.
Okay. I understand what Mr. Zuck just presented. Okay. I understand the basic square footage calculations.
Any questions for Mr. Keeler or Mr. Zuck from the board?
Mr. Mr. Zook, I do have a question. So Mr. Brown had talked about the, I guess, a close development that has a lot of amenities for their HOA. Does that ever get taken into account?
The sale prices are a reflection of that. So if the HOA amenities drive value, that will be reflected within the sale price of the homes within that subdivision.
And is there a big difference between, say, the HOA amenities in Mr. Brown's development compared to the other one? Was it Waterworks that we were he mentioned?
We consider the subject and Waterworks. They're both on the western side of Route 1. Similar location, similar style homes. We would consider them very comparable developments.
I have a question for Mr. Zook. Just to make sure I heard that correctly, that your testimony was that the properties within the sanctuary that were used as comps ended up assessing on a per square footage much higher than our current property we're looking at.
Could you please repeat that again?
The comps that you looked at the sanctuary in comparison to the subject property, they ended up being an assessed value on a per square footage basis higher than the existing property?
They did. As you go lower with your square footage, typically you'll see a higher price per square foot within, you know, the regression model of how people buy property.
Understood.
I have a question for Mr. Keeler. What was the offered stipulated sum?
Stipulated offer was $1,309,700.
Thank you.
And just a point of order, is it in our purview to offer the stipulated sum as a motion?
That would be what they would receive upon denial.
Upon denial. Thank you.
There's no further question. You can present a rebuttal or give us your closing comments.
Okay. I would say that both. Rebuttal and closing comments of the fact that I do understand square footage, but I think that all of the evidence I just described and also had in my comps is is in addition to square footage, I think you have to take into account the location of the house, and especially when you're talking about homes that have some proximity to the ocean. Access to the ocean means a lot, and we have less access to the ocean than any of the ones that I chose in Bethany property, the three comps that I chose, and that's why I chose those three comps rather than in our neighborhood. Also, I didn't have access to the some of the sales data in Watermark until I received Tyler's sheet with what they used as comps. I went to a realtor and got the latest sales of houses that were close comparable to mine based on the multiple list that the realtor had access to. And that's what I used as the comps. And I would again point out that Watermark is a very different community than mine. So along with her question, I think that the amenities in that community, and if you take a look at the homes in that community and where that whole community is maintained, I believe that it's certainly a much classier community, higher level community than mine. And even so, a house almost exactly like mine within that community, within the time frame, sold for $1.05 million, so not much higher than what I believe to be the value of my home. So if you just take into account that I don't have a community pool, I don't have a community center, I don't have a community weight room, I don't have access to the state park, and I don't have a boat ramp and access to water, all of those the Watermark has, I believe that those sorts of things contribute to the value of a home. That's why I believe my home is worth less than the sale price of the one in Watermark of $1.05 million. Once again, I'll highlight that outside of the time frame, two homes just sold in Watermark in November for $1.1 million. I will highlight that a home almost exactly like mine with just one less bedroom but a swimming pool just sold for $950,000 two weeks ago in my neighborhood. So I believe that my value of $970,000 and some is a reasonable number for the value of my home.
Thank you. Any closing comments from assessments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the sales within the sanctuary, which is the same subdivision as the appellant, we believe we have the correct current assessed value on the property. Mr. Zuck, did you have anything to add?
Yes. As the appellant stated, you know, location is important, and I absolutely agree with that when you get down to them beach areas. That is why the three comparables in the sanctuary, in the subject's development, with the abutting development to the west side of Route 1. It is a very tight cluster. If you look at the sales, you know, a median price, they're selling for more money within the sanctuary than within the Watermark subdivision. You know, the subject did buy the property at $1,195,000, and nowhere within that area is property value going down, roughly $230,000 since 2022. Property values have not dropped at all. You know, we've seen increases within the market with time adjustments. You know, we feel the value of $1,309,700, what was offered, is a very fair value for that property. Thank you.
Very well. Is there a motion to close the record on this hearing?
Can I challenge one thing that he just said?
No, unfortunately not. That was a closing statement for everybody.
I understand. He said the values are going down. They're not going down. They are.
Is there a motion to close the record?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion to close the record on this hearing by Ms. Weiner and a second by Ms. Angel. We will vote on that motion. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Weiner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Yes.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The record is closed for that hearing. If any member of the board feels that the appellant has not met the burden of proof with information provided in the appeal and the record, they may make a motion to deny the appeal. Or if someone feels the appellant has met the burden of proof, we would need a motion to approve the appeal. Is there a motion?
I vote to dismiss the appeal based on the testimony provided by Tyler Technologies within the sanctuary.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
I have a motion by Ms. Angel and a second by Mr. O'Rourke to deny the appeal. We will vote. Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye. On the facts presented by Mr. Zuck regarding the property specifically in the sanctuary development.
Ms. Angel?
I vote to dismiss based on the comps out of technologies.
Ms. Warner?
I vote to dismiss, and I'm going to base that on the comps also provided by Tyler Technologies that were more in line with that development.
Ms. Godwin?
I am going to vote to dismiss for the following reasons. One, the comps provided by Tyler were more in line and also in the same subdivision. And two, the land value has also based on location already been given a 20% reduction based on its location.
And the chair votes to deny based on the comps by both parties, the assessment and the appellant. The appellants were from out of the area, and the assessments were within the same area. So the vote is 5 against and 4 to deny the appeal. The appeal is denied. Although your appeal has been denied, you do have the right to judicial review of this decision in Superior Court. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. At this time, I would like a motion to recess for 5 minutes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion to recess for 5 minutes and a second.
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Yes.
Ms. Angel?
Yes.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. We are recessed for 5 minutes at 10:46.